listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler. That's right, it's Beer Talk Today. And today your hosts are just me, Kyle and John. I'm Matt. Kyle and John had previous engagements to engage themselves with today, so it's just me. But luckily, I've got a whole bunch of pre-recorded material where all three of us are on. So John and Kyle will be here by the magic of digital recording technology. But for now, it's just me. What we decided to do this week is do a tasting of some various winter ales. Those of you who are frequent listeners of the show know we did an Oktoberfest tasting with our friend Jeff from Madison Beer Review a little bit ago. And we decided to follow up with another seasonal, another group of seasonal beers, the winter and Christmas beers. And what makes this one a little different is the fact that, you know, Oktoberfest is a very specific style of beer, you know, originating in Germany, and there's tons and tons of Wisconsin and other local breweries that make their own versions of Oktoberfest. But the winter and Christmas ale thing is sort of not really a style as so much as just something that comes out this time of year. We got 8 different Christmas or winter beers to taste and do a blind tasting. So when we were drinking them, we didn't know what they were, although we did have descriptions of the various beers, either from their bottles or from the brewery's website, to sort of give us an idea of what we had, so we could kind of make guesses of what we thought they were based on what we knew of the breweries and that description. So the 8 that we drank, we got a beer from New Holland Brewery called Cabin Fever, Anchor's Christmas Ale, Rogue Santa's Private Reserve Ale, Goose Island Christmas Ale, Great Lakes Christmas Ale, Summit Winter Ale, New Belgium Tupelo Winter Ale, and August Shell's Snowstorm. And I think one of the interesting things about this was how diverse these beers are, for all sort of going under the same name or either the winter or Christmas category. Some of them were spicy, some of them weren't, some of them were, you know, higher in alcohol, more of like a winter warmer kind of easy or slow sipping beer. Some of them were higher in hops, a very wide variety. But without any further ado, we'll get right to the clip of our winter ale tasting.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. We're enjoying some delicious cheese and bacon wrapped shrimps. Traditional Christmas dishes. We're doing a Christmas ale tasting. So we're doing kind of the same way we did our Oktoberfest. It's going to be blind. We decided this time we should...
I think it's double blind.
It's single blind because she knows what they are.
Right, but okay, yeah.
Single blind.
Yeah.
But she's not affecting our decision making at all.
The first beer in the tasting is Cabin Fever from New Holland Brewery.
All right, so here's what we got. The first one. Number one. And you're keeping track of what they got? Excellent. Thank you to our lovely assistant, Kelly, for helping us with the movie chasing.
It's dark.
It is dark.
Dark as night.
Definitely spiced vanilla. I'm getting tons of vanilla, huh? Or not? No? No vanilla?
I can, yeah.
Interesting.
There's a lot of vanilla up front. Like, after that, it's just, like, really alcoholic.
You get, like, alcoholic and kind of fruity.
You get a fruity nose?
Fruity, definitely.
Yeah, fruity nose, but not in the taste. I'm not getting
it. No. That would mean... It's from... That would just be from the yeast, then?
So you think this could be a holiday ale brewed with honey and spice with fresh ginger and cinnamon? That's Great Lakes.
No,
I can put honey in there. I can do it.
I can do honey, but I would get honey ginger.
I can see honey. This is not
Great Lakes ginger.
Or... What was the other one that was exactly like that?
Well, that was Rogue, but I lied.
Oh.
Rogue is actually a double hopper red ale.
Oh.
Roasty, multi-flavored, hoppy spruce finish. That was Rogue. I mean, because we have 3 that are, like, it's different every year. That'd be Goose Island, Anchor, and Shell. So,
ooh.
I think this could be...
Could this be Goose?
I'm going to say Anchor or Summit.
The Winter Warmer? Yeah, this could be Summit.
Robust?
Yeah, Winter Warmer, Robust.
Goose
Island just says we do a different one each year. Traditionally, our Christmas ale is complex brown ale that develops well in the bottle for up to 5 years. This could be a complex brown ale. It could be also the Summit Robust Full Body flavor.
It seems a little dark for a brown ale.
It does. Yeah. It's pretty dark. I don't know.
What do you guys...
What about Cabin Fever? Roasty brown ale and a hearty, comforting companion for long, mind-bending winters. Rye, roast, and raisin notes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, this could be New Holland.
Is New Holland's?
That's New Holland. That description I read.
Okay. I'll go with that one.
I can get the raisins, because maybe that's where the fruitiness is coming from.
Definitely.
From the rye?
Spicy. Yeah.
I don't know where the vanilla would come from. It could just be...
Either way, I like it.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I like a lot. Although if they're all this strong, we're going to be schnickered by the end of this.
Schnickered.
Puckered.
Puckered.
Sloshed.
Pickled. Alright, we're done. Okay, I don't know. Piss?
Stifler,
as the Brits say.
Is this animation?
Stifler.
Piss. The Brits say piss a lot, too.
They do. Yeah, it doesn't mean angry. It means drunk.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
The second beer in the tasting is the Christmas Ale from Anchor Brewery.
Now that smells funk. It smells like potpourri.
Whoa. It does smell like potpourri.
I'm trying not to use, previous taste to my guesses, you know?
But if you had it, you've had it, right? You can't, pretend like you haven't had it. Have you had Anchor?
Which is the one that has ginger?
Ginger was Great Lakes. The only ones I've had of these, I had last year's Snowstorm, but it was different, apparently. And I had last year's Anchor, but it's different, and I had Summer Winter Ale.
Well, I'm going to say this is Anchor.
Think so?
Because it has that black licorice, anise.
Yeah.
Are you getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
And they probably do pretty heavy on the spices, don't they, for their winter ale?
I think an anchor.
Sounds kind of soapy.
Yeah.
Soapy?
Yeah. Oh, do I? You're...
Not to ruin it for you.
That kind of ruined it for me.
I feel like I'm drinking a bubble bath.
A little bit.
not in a terrible way. But
it's got that dry feeling you get when you accidentally eat soap.
I think for this one we need the sound clip. We need a sound clip. It's like a...
A bubble bath.
Sorry. I should have given more of a dramatic pause. Apologize.
So this is another dark one, though, so I think we should point that out.
Yeah, it's super dark.
Based on that alone, I think in the descriptions and the beers that we have, I think that, this has to be... I think Anchor for sure, but if it's not Anchor, it has to be Anchor, New Holland, Summit.
Could be, yeah, I wouldn't say Great Lakes. It's definitely not, fresh ginger and cinnamon.
Yeah.
I don't think Summit would make this.
I don't think Summit would make this either.
Or
I'm
going to
say Anchor or Goose Island.
Goose Island would have done this.
Goose Island's
like
too dark for a brown ale,
yeah.
Not only that, I don't.
This is only our second beer, so I guess I don't really know, what.
It's brown.
Indications of brown ale.
No,
but
sure. This is
winter ale.
It's a dark brown.
I call it brown.
I call it brown. You can see through it.
Yeah.
I'd say dark amber. That's exactly what ale is.
Like a darker amber.
Darker than brown. Like a dark brown.
Light brown.
Like the light porter.
There's red chair in the background. Might make it look more.
Yeah.
It's good though.
I don't know. It's okay.
I'm not crazy about it. It's floral.
Floral. Very
it's
floral.
Not soap. It's not soap. No,
yeah, I know. It's not really soap. It's floral.
But
very floral. Very
there's
spicy.
One that you said about. Didn't you say with the floral aroma?
Yeah, but that was hop. Like hop forward.
Oh,
I think that was the Rogue.
Hops. No, it's not hops. It's
hoppy spruce
it
finish.
It smells like
that.
Floral. That's what it is.
This is not a hoppy spruce finish. It's very floral.
What would you brew it?
Like spicy
floral.
Lavender.
Lavender.
Easter lavender. Yeah. The lavender beers are not. There's that juniper.
But the juniper pale ale.
South Shore has lavender.
Has lavender.
That's
yeah.
Not this kind of.
But there's still a different kind. It's a combination of spices probably. So this could be lavender.
It grows in
anise or fennel or something like that. It's good though.
It's not fresh enough for fennel. I think it would be straight.
Or licorice root or something.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. It's pretty good.
The next beer in our tasting is Santa's Private Reserve Ale from Rogue Brewery.
This is lighter. This is more of a dark amber, a light brown.
I would say this is more of a brown, yeah.
Yeah. More of a, what do you call it? Newcastle-ish color.
Smells?
Hoppy.
Yeah, hoppy.
It's got an orange tint to it, though.
Yeah,
and
a little spicy. Hoppy and spicy for sure. More hops than the other two for sure.
It's got hops in the nose.
Yeah.
Based on that, I'm saying...
Say Rogue.
Rogue's out west.
Yeah.
Saying hops.
Oh, wow. Compared to the first two...
Way more hops.
That had no hops. No strong hops.
A lot of spice.
This one is...
So here's the Rogue description again. Red ale. A double hopped red, reddish in color... With a roasty, malty flavor and a hoppy spruce finish.
Yeah, I'm saying Rogue.
Yep.
It's gonna be. I love how all their ingredients they always say rogue Pac-Man yeast in free-range coastal water.
Yeah. I like how they list their ingredients.
I like that, too. It's kind of, I kind of like it, and I kind of don't. I like it from a homebrew perspective, but, you know, what is it? Garrett Oliver from Brooklyn Brewing said...
I don't care about him.
Said, well, I like Garrett Oliver.
I'm sure I care about him, but I don't care about what he says. Like, that's cool.
He said, like, beer labels are written like a science textbook, and wine labels are written like a poem. You know? Wine labels are always just like... It tastes, you know, kind of describe the taste. More like New Glarus's label, so they sort of describe it, but they don't give you, like, the stats. And beer labels are just like, for someone who's not a homebrewer, it's kind of like, here's all the stats.
Like that.
They're always like, here's the stats.
It's there's no way. It's like, only people to list their ingredients.
Oh, tons of people list their ingredients. Like, you think so?
No. Not direct. Unless there's anything like.
A lot of people do.
If they're saying something obvious, like, if they're doing it for a marketing play, like, the freshest Cascade hops, and this is like, well, you're just playing off the Cascade
right now.
But not many people list their ingredients. A lot of people will get, like, I mean, look at these descriptions.
True, this is off their website. It's off their website, but yeah, you're right.
We have some beers here, and, like, the only one that lists their ingredients on the bottom is Rogue.
Yeah. I feel like if I wasn't a geek and I saw that, I'd be like, what the hell does that mean? But, no, I do like it.
Right, so it's only catering to, like, a very small...
True. You know. Mm-hmm. I suppose that's what they're catering to.
The first thing I was thinking is, this is that... You guys were saying brown, I was thinking red.
Yeah, it's red.
I mean, it's red. Some
dark red, light brown. Oh, I'm digging it. This is a good beer. This is more like... You know what this reminds me of a little bit? Amberageddon. From, what do you call them? Ale Asylum? Those guys who talked to you like 2 days ago? Ale Asylum, yeah, what's his name? Ale Asylum, yeah. It's a good beer. I like this.
Yeah, you're right. That's good.
This is definitely the most atypical, I think. But I think Christmas Ale or Winter Ale, I'm thinking either like a big, boozy, like barley wine, or I'm thinking spices, and this is not like that at all.
Yeah. But when you say that, like... A lot of what Ian talked about was West Coast style brewing, and like, you know,
here you go, Oregon.
Say this is Rogue, yeah.
Yeah, this fits in right with that.
Ooh.
Any final thoughts on this beer? We think it's Rogue. Any other thought what it could possibly be if it wasn't Rogue?
It's really good. Good job, Rogue.
Well, it could be one of them.
Good job, Sam.
What about New Belgium?
Mm. Oh.
Never heard of it.
Floral nose, a hint of pepper, spicy, subtle undertones, bright hoppy palate.
No, I was asking about the floral. Wait, but you're saying floral means hop?
I don't think so, man.
No, I'm saying the one before it. The one we just had right before that could be New Belgium.
Maybe.
No, you can say that then.
What? I don't think there's enough hops in the last one.
I don't think this one tastes like
New Belgium.
No, I agree. Further West Coast brewery.
I still think this is Rogue, but if it wasn't Rogue, that's the only one that has any mention of hops in the description, so if it wasn't Rogue, it's gotta be New Belgium.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's Rogue.
This kind of feels like a...
Feels like a rogue.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I do. It's the West Coast.
Like, if you go, like, fully West Coast, like, you look at Sierra Nevada, you've got a Rogue. Like, they have, like,
Cascade.
They all have a very similar mouthfeel, and I think, it's from the
I can tell you, Kyle. Chinook and Centennial.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Centennial is pretty
similar. Definitely from the hop.
Pretty similar to Cascade.
Well, isn't Centennial the one that you use? Isn't, like, it's a souped-up version of...
Centennial is two-hearted. It's just Centennial.
But, I mean...
To give you an idea.
But,
totally
Centennial, you use Centennial as a substitute.
Yeah,
to Cascade, right? But it's a little bit harder.
But you can totally taste, like, the two-heartedness, you know, like, hop in this.
Absolutely, the Centennial is right there.
The next beer is Goose Island Chris Ale.
This is number four?
All right, I don't want to jump the gun,
yeah.
But last tasting, I was wrong, but this one is definitely Bell's.
Lucky for you, there is no Bell's in this tasting.
Yes, yes.
For you to get that totally wrong. But this one looks very similar to the last one, sort of a dark amber.
Yeah.
Like, it smells some spice.
I don't get... I mean, but as far as the other beers that we've had...
No, I'm not spicy as the first two.
I'm just saying, aroma in general, pretty low.
Pretty low, for sure.
It's very blue. A little moldy.
That's you said blue cheese?
Yeah, my mouth. That is a bad cheese to be doing a beer taste.
It's true, yeah.
Well, maybe that's why I'm not getting... I should say
you're not getting any flavors out of the beer.
This is pretty subdued, though. Pretty light in the flavor department compared to... I guess we just had, like, a hop bomb, but... Yeah, let me cleanse my palate with this milk stout real quick and come back to it.
Summit?
Winter ale brewed in the tradition of winter warmers, robust, full-bodied flavor.
No, it's not very full-bodied.
It's not very robust.
No, okay.
It's lighter.
This tastes... I feel like it's in the realm of their other beers, though.
How about a complex brown ale? This isn't brown enough. No. That's Goose Island. How about floral nose with a hint of pepper and spicy salt? No, that's not it. I don't know.
What one is that?
That's New Belgium. What about Shell?
The hint of pepper?
If it's not Summit, it can be... What's Shell's?
You know, it's different every year.
I think it's New Belgium.
I can see this being Shell.
I can see it being New Belgium.
I can see it being Shell. I think it's Shell. But it could be New Belgium. I can see that too.
But aren't all Shell beers lagers?
Not all. No, they do like pale ale and stuff.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I can just kind of see the pepper. I can't get the floral notes though.
Yeah, I get a little pepper.
I think I get
a lot of the, you know, they said one of their snowstorm recipes with one of their previous snowstorm recipes was fire brick. It tastes a lot like fire brick to me. I don't know. You think? Kind of like amber lager?
A little bit. I don't remember that one too much.
It's a really good.
This lives on the Vienna lager, basically.
I'm not saying this is lager, but I think it's sort of along those lines.
What's the description it shows?
Much like snowflakes, no two snowstorm beers are alike. Once a year, our brewmasters lock themselves in the testing room with a secret selection of fine malts and hops, only to emerge when they hit upon something truly extraordinary. So, like, the most vague description possible.
I mean, I'm definitely getting those notes on my palate.
The pepper? From the New Belgium?
No, the emerging brewers.
The emerging brewers. I definitely can taste them coming out of a lab in white coats and being like, yes, we got it. I can taste that.
Does it say anything about the color in the New Belgium?
It's a... this is a really easy...
No, it doesn't. It says warm afterglow. Does that mean to that color? No, it doesn't say anything about the color in the New Belgium.
This is a smooth, easy drinking beer, though.
This is good.
This is really good.
I'm going to go New Belgium.
I'll say Shell, but I'm not.
I'm not.
With sure. No confidence. Yeah, with no confidence. What about Kyle taking a big bold stand?
Really bold stand?
Bells, he did. He already made a bold stand. It's not. It's a really bold stand.
You know, I don't
know. The last time we were making bolder stances.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go Summit. It's a familiar something in there.
Summit? St. Paul Water?
Well, if you go with that, then it would be August Shells as well.
But they're in New Ulm.
New Ulm, right.
You're kind of halfway in between.
No, they own them, right? No, August Shells owns some.
No relation.
No, August Shells owns Greenbelt.
Greenbelt, that's it.
Yeah.
Is this the one where it tastes a lot?
What, caramely?
It is really caramely.
It's really caramely. Which makes me think it's Shell. I mean, they're, you know, rooted in the German tradition.
I'm gonna stick with
New Belgium. Right. Until something closer comes along.
Alright. And the next one is gonna be like pepper in your face and floral notes. You're like, dang it.
Go to Shell.
Go to Shell?
Yeah. I think Summit's gonna put in a little bit more,
It's gonna be darker.
It's gonna be darker. It's gonna be, Summit's gonna be darker than this. It's gonna have probably a little bit more from malt.
Full bodied, robust. Winter warmer.
Yeah, and when they say winter warmer, I got a feeling something's got to be. When you say boozy, warm, man. When you say warmer than a winter beer, that's got to mean a little bit higher alcohol taste, even. Yeah. Not necessarily alcohol, but so I'll go Shell. I think there's something there.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with New Belgium.
John's going against the grain. Definitely not a German beer, right, Chad?
Remember that? That was your one. Absolutely, this is not Hagershore. I can see a German beer.
These are all American, okay?
I can see it being.
They don't celebrate Christmas in Germany? I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, what was my. That was like. My <just kidding. clears throat> it was like. No, because I always said if it's too weird, it's a German beer.
Yeah.
No, I'm one of them. Someone said this can never be a German beer.
Yeah, that was John.
Well, what beer was that for?
Hagershore. You said, no, you didn't say it's not German beer. You said, I'm going to say this is not Hagershore.
Yeah.
It was more like, this is definitely not Hagershore.
Yeah.
Right. You had a really bad one, too.
I think I was the one who said it's not German at all.
Yeah.
At least you guys didn't call bells three times.
Me and Jeff were back there just like laughing to ourselves, like totally extra.
John, the one thing why I see you could be right is this is an easy drinking beer. You know, and I feel like New Belgium could. Like, they generally, like, with Fat Tire, and maybe this one, if they're...
Well, see, I've had one New Belgium beer. We got another one in our fridge you need to try.
We've had several New Belgium beers.
I've had one New Belgium beer.
Okay.
No, I've had two. I had a size on from them as well. It's pictured like a wave on it.